All right, so it's your boy back with another podcast. So look, bro, I'm diving straight into it this time. Today we gonna be talking about faking for social media, bro. And I'm about to read you the status that sparked this podcast idea. The status says, stop faking. If you ain't paying rent between $600 and $1,000, don't have a car note 300 to 400, or your car paid for, or no car insurance, or no light bill, or don't have to stock a refrigerator, or no adult responsibilities, you ain't nothing. It's easy to buy clothes, shoes, weave, and make yourself look good when you ain't got none of the above as a responsibility. So, the one thing I want to point out is that, bro, you right, all of those are adult responsibilities, but at the same time, you can't be on social media trying to judge people for what they do and don't do, you feel me? Now, I will say that it is some people that go on social media and they buy all this stuff just to make it look like they doing good in life, but really they not. The number one thing I want to touch on is putting on an image for social media. Like, social media is like a playing field. It's like a ball game. People just look and see how you doing. It's just a picture. It's just a post. It's just a status. But you got a lot of people going on social media, posting certain stuff, putting up certain stuff about how they feel, about how they living. But whole time, they not living how they say they living, or they not doing what they say that they actually doing. You feel me? But that's why I come on here and express myself exactly how I feel. Listen, the way how I look right now, this is how I always look. The way I'm talking to you right now is the way I always talk to people, bro. Like, you can't be on social media trying to fabricate and cover up the life that you actually live. Because if you do that, everybody just gonna see your image. They not gonna care about what you actually got going on. It's not like that people actually care in general, but it's also the fact that people not gonna care in general, it's also the fact that you putting on the front. If you putting on the front that you doing good and you looking good, people gonna think that you doing good mentally, emotionally, physically, and all that, right? But deep down inside, you know that you not doing good mentally, physically, or emotionally. Because what you do is, when you keep on putting on these fronts for social media, and you keep on putting on this front of personality, it starts to become reality to other people, but you know that's really not you. And to address the fact that you gotta have all them bills as a responsibility. Look, bro, I'm a college student. I don't got bills, none of that, bro. All I gotta do is just put gas in my car, make sure I got my supplements because I work out and take care of my grades. They're my responsibilities. Y'all need to understand that people got different responsibilities, bro. It's not okay to compare your life to somebody else's life. Even those close to me, even those that go to school for the exact same thing as me, for those that be with me every day, it's still not right to compare ourselves amongst each other, because we different people. We breathe different. We think different. And we react different. We proactive different. That, like, y'all really need to realize that. I feel like we stuck in a day and age where, like, social media got y'all so twisted up in y'all panties to the fact where it's like, bro, like, y'all really think y'all supposed to be living like Lil Baby, Lil Durk. Like, nah, bro, like, bro, that, bro, they had to make a lot of sacrifices to get the way they at. And there's so many people that's not willing to sacrifice to get to that type of stature, a different level. And I'm about to say, hear me honest with y'all, bro. Stop going to social media to see if it's gonna make y'all happy. I simply get on social media just to be entertained, bro. I simply get on social media just to grab content, just brainstorm different ideas to talk about, to think about in different content. And this just was one of the scenarios where it's like, it came right to me and it sparked the idea. But the status itself, it's not wrong, but it could have been worded differently, bro. Because you don't know how many people you just sat there and attacked. And I'm not even attacking you as the person that made the status, bro. Everybody got their own opinions. Everybody got their own thoughts. But when you come off very rudely and disrespectful about it, that raises questions like, like, bro, like, is you good? I'm good, but is you good? Like, come on, bro. Like, that you taking it way deeper than it actually needs to be, bro. And then I feel like people are just inconsiderate of other people's feelings. You feel me? Like, of course, it's the trend going on saying that this generation is soft, this ain't how it was back then, this, this, and that. Which I could agree to a certain extent. But still, I feel like you still in the day and age where you gotta watch what you say. I ain't gonna lie to you. I say watch what you say, but I say whatever I wanna say. Like cancel culture, bro. I feel like it's not a real thing, if I'm being honest with you. You can say what you wanna say, do what you wanna do, bro. That's the type of world we live in. Like, people say this every other day. What happened to freedom of speech? I feel like that is getting to a point where it's like, that's not even a real thing no more. Because you gotta be like, oh, I gotta watch what I say here, I gotta watch what I say there. Like, bro, it shouldn't even be like that. But I could go on in days about that, bro. I could talk about social media for days. But I just wanna do like a little light tap and tap on that status for a minute. But hey, if you made it this far, make sure you follow, like, comment, subscribe. It's your boy, and we gone, man.